Thank you. Thank you for being with us today, ladies and gentlemen, for Adventures in Recovery here at KVSH LP Vashon, Washington. I just want to say thank you once again to everyone for tuning in today to Adventures in Recovery. And Tom Walston, your host here, with some very interesting, how should I say, guests today. I use the term loosely. But we will be talking to some really interesting folks here in just a couple of minutes. And other than that, how you doing out there? It's another Tuesday. And as you probably know by now, we're here every Tuesday at 1:30 talking about recovery and finding out what recovery actually means to you, because it means something different to a lot of different people. And for our first guest today, I think we're going to, let's see here. We're going to talk to a very interesting lady by the name of Tiffany Shira. And what she's going to be addressing is something coming up right around the corner. And it's also a big part of the Strawberry Festival, and that is our mayoral race. Welcome, Tiffany. I mean, Tiffany. There we go.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for having me.
It's all yours.
So B is running for mayor. B is our mascot for our Be There Community Togetherness campaign.
Another way, folks, of Vashon keeping it weird.
That's right. So our outreach team was researching suicide prevention resources, and the idea of the bee came up when they saw something about how bees work together for a healthy and thriving community. So in their research, they were watching this video, and there was a teen who was contemplating suicide, and he talked to his friend and reported that in the interview that what saved his life was his friend just being there. And so that's where Be There came from. So they've done various activities and events so far. First one was a rock painting event at the library where they painted rocks to look like bees.
Interesting.
And then they put little messages on them and hid them around town. And then last month we got a bunch of Vashon businesses involved, and we did a scavenger hunt. So they hid these big bee cutouts in different stores.
Okay.
And a bunch of kids got these little punch cards, and they would go into the store and find the bee, and they all had a little message on them, like, you know, what's your favorite way to spend time together? Or, you know, how do you like to spend time with your friends? That kind of thing. And so that was really fun. We had a bunch of kids participate, and some of the stores donated prizes, and we got to award the kids prizes. It was fun.
You know, it reminds me of when I was in Boy Scouts way back, and our motto was be prepared.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So it fits right in.
Be prepared, be there. So, yeah, so all of the Be There sort of themes are based on things like be there to notice. So notice the rocks, notice the bees, and then, you know, be there to listen, be there to ask how someone's doing. And so the next thing coming up, which is going to be really cool, is geared for people ages 22 to 32. And it's called the Honeycomb Collective.
Mm.
And it's a series of events, two in July and two in August, I think. It's on our website. So don't quote me on those dates.
VYFS.org.
That's right. And it's just a way to bring that age group together, because it can be hard to make new friends when you're an adult. You know, you're working and you go home and you got, you know, obligations and so forth. So this is a way for to bring that age group together and be in community.
Just be.
Just be.
And one of the best ways that you can vote for the Bee for mayor is First Friday's coming up, folks. That's coming up this next Friday, just a couple of nights away. And Tiffany, we're going to be right across the street from our radio station here, correct?
That's right, on First Friday. And we'll have a little table there where you can drop off a buck or two, or you can scan our QR codes. They'll be on posters around town. You can also go to our website, vyfs.org, and scroll either up or down. There's a little banner on the top, and if you scroll down, there's a way to click to place your vote and donate. Support the Hive. Vote for B.
Support the Hive. I love that. And here's another thing to you folks. Hey, come on down and see us for First Friday. Always a big event. Every first Friday of the month. But right in front of Camp Colvo's will be the Vashon Youth and Family Services, the VYFS booth, where you can drop a few bucks and vote for the Bee.
That's right.
Hey, Tiffany, would you mind sticking around for a little bit? We've got some other interesting guests that you might find kind of fascinating to.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear from these guys.
All right. Well, folks, let me introduce. We have a couple of interesting people. One is a good friend of mine I've known for quite a while, involved, well, they're both involved with a great organization all about recovery. It's called Recovery Beyond. We have Taylor Richardson, and we have Manda Grizel. Did I pronounce that right?
You were closer than most people get.
Well, tell us what you have going on, folks.
So thanks, first of all, for having us today.
Absolutely.
We're so excited to be here. We are doing our first ever fundraising event, and we are doing something kind of daring. Kind of different according to according to a member of the Seattle Fire Department that I spoke to yesterday, an event like this has not been done in Seattle.
And they're letting you do that. And when you hear what it's going to be, folks, you're going to freak out.
So it's called A Harness New Heights, and we have secured the Mutual Life Building in Pioneer Square.
Okay, you know what that is, ladies and gentlemen? That's one of those major office building high rises right in the middle of downtown Seattle.
It's also incredibly historic. I believe, if I remember correctly from the underground tour, it used to be a sawmill, like
what?
Back when Seattle first was being built up. It's a six-story building.
Oh.
And folks who raise $1,000 or more for us can rappel down the side of the building.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Whoa.
So if you raise $1,000, you get to rappel. If you raise $2,000, we will attach a GoPro to you and send you the footage of you rappelling down the side of the building.
How exciting. So, okay. I've got a lot of questions about that.
And I hopefully have all the answers.
I hope you do, too. Some of you might remember Taylor, who came up with Mandy from Overtown. That's how we say from Seattle here on Vashon. Right, Tiffany?
It's a Vashonism.
That's a good way to put it. They came from Overtown today just to be on the radio show. And Taylor was with us a couple other times, one of which when he was featured in the motion picture documentary Walking on Ice. Remember those days, Taylor?
Yes, I remember those days.
And in fact, the movie is still on tour around the country. Is it?
Well, we're still working on a way to get it on Netflix or Amazon, but you know, it's still in the process of getting on video.
So tell us a little bit about Recovery Beyond and about why that organization even started.
We're an outdoor recovery community, and it started as a nonprofit in 2016 to help people that struggle with addiction come out of have support in that. It's it's had a lot of different changes since then, but you know, the goal is to empower people that are struggle with addiction with the outdoors. That's what we do.
So here's the thing, folks. You know, you might yourself might be in recovery, or you might have a friend in recovery, or maybe that needs recovery. And going to a support group such as an AA meeting, NA meeting, GA meeting, whatever kind of meeting is great. And it's one of the best things for your recovery and developing a community of other people in recovery. But what do you do outside the meeting? You're safe for an hour while you're sitting at a meeting. And the whole theory between Recovery Beyond is, let's bring it into nature. Let's get outside. Nature has such a huge capacity of healing. And people equate that with their spirituality. So let's get out and do stuff together that's besides just sitting in a room at a meeting. Although that's essential too for a lot of people. But and that's where Recovery Beyond started. As soon as I heard about that, it's like, I am so there. And I got to go on a camp out with you guys way up by, I call it Vampireville. What was Twilight is where?
Forks.
Up in Forks. Thank you. It was way up in Forks. Never been there before. What a beautiful place. 70 of us are floating in the Solduck River, camping out for the weekend. It was incredible, and all people in recovery and all different aspects of recovery and just hanging out together. So that developed into other opportunities. Now you guys are climbing mountains. You're rappelling off of buildings. I mean, we did have an event here on Vashon. We hope to have more, like maybe visiting the troll. You know, we have a whole kind of a museum of pinball machines over here. How fun would it be to have a pinball tournament over here?
That could be very fun.
There's actually, honestly, there's going to be a community social on Vashon Island coming up. It is going to be, hold on one second, it is going to be in July. So I did want to mention that we are going to be having a event out on Vashon. A community social is what they call them. So it's a chance to get together. Actually, no, it's going to be in August.
Even better.
Yeah, so plan for that. We're coming to Vashon Island in August.
And I just want to say, because, you know, if I'm a person listening to this wonderful show on the radio and I'm hearing about all these events, one of the first places my brain goes is, well, what's it going to cost me?
Mm-hmm.
And that's also a big part of why we're doing the fundraiser, because we are really committed to keeping our events free for participants.
Yep.
If we have to have a cost, having enough scholarship available so that if folks, like if that's really the reason they can't do the event, that like they can let us know that they need scholarship and we will absorb the cost. And so that's also, you know, to tie it back, part of why we're doing Harness New Heights is to raise funds so that we can do amazing free events, whether they be on Vashon or, you know, in Vampireville or in other parts of our wonderful, beautiful state.
And they're all family friendly.
And they're all family friendly, yeah.
I've seen people bring their dogs, their support animals. Mm-hmm. I've seen people bring their kids. I've seen people bring their exes. I've seen a lot.
That feels like a bold life choice.
That's a bold life choice. And it's all a part of recovery.
Right. And we're going to be doing a big camp out trip in August in Leavenworth. And that is going to be Camp Recovery Beyond 2026. And also scholarships are available for that for people that might not be able to afford camping with us for 4 days.
Now, Taylor, could you please share with the folks what the web address is to get hooked up and join?
Yeah.
There's no cost to join, but they'd like to have your email address so they can send you out the calendars and so forth.
It's recoverybp.org. So, or you could just type in Google Recovery Beyond, and it's pretty much the first thing that pops up, and that's where our website's at.
So, let's hear some more from these guys about harnessing new heights right after this.
Hey,
Talking with Mandy Grizel, and we've been talking with Taylor Richardson, Richards, no son.
And
what?
Sorry, Tom.
Do I have to screw up everybody's name today or what?
You got me right.
Okay. This week. I got you right this week.
Okay.
I've screwed up in the past, but today's a new day, and we're all in recovery in one way or another. So anyhow, the reason I chose that song was because Taylor, you're going to be one of the ones repelling it, I have a feeling.
Probably.
So
right.
That's why I played.
He hasn't signed up yet.
I have not signed up yet, but I will repel for recovery.
I know you will, because that's why I played Hang On Sloopy. Could have been Hang On Taylor. Okay. Tiffany, did you have any questions for these guys?
Yeah. I was wondering, if someone is, contemplating recovery or not quite there, but they still want to get out and enjoy the outdoors, can they participate?
I guess, what do you mean if they're not in recovery?
Like if they're still using.
Yeah. So there's guidelines that are set up in the new member introduction and also on our orientation of no using substances within 72 hours of coming to an event. Mm-hmm. And that's just to protect the culture of our community. We want to make sure that the members have a safe space to go when participating in the outdoors.
That makes sense.
And you know what you're going to find? And I understand your question because maybe it would be a good lead-in for somebody that's thinking about recovery. But before I got into recovery, I thought, what the hell am I ever going to do to have fun? Because I equated fun to getting just blitzed out of my mind. So as an attraction, when people that are still in active use see that here's a whole bunch of crazy people that are having a great time without getting high. It's like, oh, that can be very appealing. So a lot of it's word of mouth as well. And it's like, hey, come on and join us. Just try to stay clean for a little bit. But most of the people can refer someone to, we don't want you going through starting to get into a withdrawal or a detox while you're on an event, which was addressed in the film Walking on Ice, which was very real, and it's a very real part of recovery. But yeah, check it out. And I've said before, people define recovery in a lot of different ways. In 12-step programs, it's just having a desire to not use. People will welcome you with open arms. In my experience, at every Recovery Beyond event that I've attended, it's some of the most fun, nicest people around. And there's something for everybody. Say if you're not that social, well, there's a crafting table over here. Just sit and do some beadwork or do something else that's been provided. There's game nights. There's bowling. We had an ice cream social over at Titlow Park, off island, over town. So, something for everybody.
Yeah, I think it's important to have those things to look forward to, and be in community and be out there doing fun things without using.
100%.
And I think you're going to find once you kind of hook up, is that word kind of a trigger for some people? No. Once you meet some of us, the rest of us, you're going to find we have a lot more things in common than not. Has that been your experience, Taylor?
Yeah. You know, I don't know. Like what somebody always told me is the opposite of addiction is connection, right? And I know when I'm in isolation and I have a bunch of secrets and I'm not telling anybody and I'm not checking it in, I don't feel as good about my life. I feel like I'm living like a false life. And so being around people, making friends, like what you were saying earlier, it's hard to make friends as an adult. It really is. Mm-hmm. Like, especially when, for me, my life centered around drugs and alcohol for most of my life. And when I got into sobriety, it was like I had to find different things to do to have fun.
Yeah.
And I got connected with Recovery Beyond and I learned how to climb mountains and I learned a lot of different things. I never knew what pickleball was until I was like, there's a lot of things I didn't know. I didn't know what yoga was. I didn't know. There was a lot of things that were not in my view or I didn't consider important that I've learned from other people in recovery. And like also just things to do. Like I have a ton of different coping skills that I do now to help me with my recovery and stay grounded.
Well, here's the deal. Our circle gets pretty small when we're in active use. And, but there's no judgment. And one of my goals is to help reduce the stigma around addiction and around alcoholism, because let's face it, some of us started our use to self-medicate. Some of us have grown up maybe dealing or not dealing with some childhood traumatic experiences, things that were done maybe to us that we had no control over. So we started medicating to feel good or to feel better. And eventually that substance got bigger than us and started controlling us. So, you know, recovery comes down to really self-discovery. Who really are you? Or who were you before you got lost? Let's find that core spirit and bring that back out so that can shine once again.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way I look at it.
No, yeah, it's a good point. It is. It's like, I mean, I started using in third grade and I didn't stop until I was 31. So,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, like
there's hope.
Whole new world.
There's hope.
There's hope.
there's always hope.
Hang on to the hope.
There's always hope, and that's the one thing we never let go of, especially being a drug and alcohol counselor, because of recovery. Taylor, if you don't mind me sharing this, Taylor just got his credentials and his degree through his recovery to where he is now licensed by the state of Washington Health Department as a substance use professional.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
Congrats.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, I don't even want to ask what you did for vocation before that, because when we were in our active use, a lot of us did a lot of things just to make a buck, you know. And I was in the hospitality field for many, many, many years. And for those of you that have been there, that kind of has tendency to go hand in hand with a lot of use, a lot of partying, and easily obtained party favors, if you know what I'm talking about. I know you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
So what else have you got to look forward to this summer for all three of you guys?
I don't know. I'm going to climb Mount Baker here in a couple of weeks. Three weeks. Yeah.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah, big deal.
Now he's climbing mountains.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For somebody that used to live on rooftops in Portland right. to climbing mountains now. Yeah. That's huge.
That is huge. And I've climbed several. I climbed Mount St. Helens, I climbed Mount Adams, and now I want to do Mount Baker with a group of members of Recovery Beyond, and it's a good opportunity. I'm grateful. There was many things that I was trying to convince myself that I wanted to back out, but you know, I don't know. Doing hard things is given me confidence, and that's what I feel like what we're all about as an organization. I mean, even I work for Recovery Beyond now, but like that's what I feel like it empowers people to be able to do these things that seem impossible, right?
I was just gonna say, I feel like we can do hard things has become like a very memeable phrase, but it's also really true. And like hard things look different to everybody. for somebody out there. Like the hard thing might be showing up to a group of people where you don't know anyone. And that can be super scary. And I promise you that everyone who comes to the programming at Recovery Beyond is wonderful and they don't bite. Even if you're in Vampireville.
Well, what we're doing is we're letting go of the fear.
Exactly.
Right. You know, we're facing everything. That's an acronym for fear, is face everything in recovery. Or you can look at it another way, F everything and run. Okay? But we chose the latter. And the thing is when we do things that might be difficult, Taylor, you shared with me that you just got to go home to Juneau, or to Anchorage, wasn't it? And yeah. And see family that you haven't seen for years.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's growth.
Yeah.
So we do things that might be out of our comfort zone, but we're growing emotionally, we're growing physically, we're growing spiritually, and we're broadening our circle. And we're making that connection once again and breaking out of that little closed life that we were having for a while, trapped.
Is it okay if I use that into a segue to make one more plug?
Please
tied
do.
To the event?
Yes.
Because I want to name that there are people who are listening to this who are like, oh, cool, I want to rappel down the side of a building. That sounds amazing. And there are people probably sitting here like, I will cry, I might pee my pants, like it's going to be bad. But I also really want to support this organization because they're doing some really good work in the world. And so I just want to, if it's cool, throw out a few easy ways that people can support, right? So like one is, if the events we're talking about speak to you, sign up, come check it out, sign up to rappel down the building. If that doesn't speak to you, if you go to our website, there's a big Harness New Heights banner at the top. You can click it, donate to somebody's campaign, be like a little fairy godparent and like sprinkle a little donation to help them get to the $1,000 to be able to do the hard thing.
Yep.
And if you work at a local business, if you own a business and you're like, I would like to put my name on this event to like have solidarity, we are always looking for like partnerships and sponsorships, and my email address is on the website, and we would love to be in touch with you that way. Thank you for letting me make that plug.
Well, that's what it's all about, is if you don't know how to contribute, how are you going to contribute? So yeah, the website, recoverybp.org.
Or if you don't remember that when you get home, if you go to Google and type in Recovery Beyond, it'll come up. We're also on Instagram. I think we're on Facebook. I don't think we're on TikTok yet. Or if we are, there's very little content.
More on Facebook. Yeah, Facebook too. Yeah.
Facebook's great. And that's why they're calling it Harness New Heights. Because if you do decide you want to collect a bunch of money and donate it, and you want to be rappelling off of that huge six-story building. Then you will be harnessed in quite safely. And actually, Taylor will be one of the guys that's going to be rappelling with you. So I guarantee it'll all be safe.
October 2nd.
Right? That's going to be October 2nd. If you want to come as a spectator, by all means.
By all means. And if the raising the money is the scary part to you, don't worry. We have a whole packet on how to do it. We will hold your hand and help you that entire process.
There you go, folks. Huge thanks to Tiffany, Taylor, and of course to Manda. Both Tiffany and Manda coming over all the way from Seattle today on the ferries, battling the FIFA traffic. Thanks again, you guys. I look forward, as your host, Tom Walston, to be with you again next Tuesday and every Tuesday from 1:30 to 2 on Voice of Vashon, KVSH, LP Vashon.